Let me serve the rice, Mom.
Hey, darling, did you speak to Manoush?
Yes.
Did you ask her why she's gone back to work?
She said it's none of your business. Don't interfere.
What did she say?
Shh, Mom, she'll hear you.
Tell me. The rumours that they've been making up about her, they involve her boss, is that right?
I don't know what to say.
Paris, too. I asked you to find out about what that girl's up to so we can stop her before she goes down the wrong path. I don't want you to act as her confidant by keeping her secrets to yourself, darling.
What secret, Mom? I've told you everything already.
Well, then, tell me. Is she involved with her boss or not?
No, but, well...
But what?
I don't think there's anything going on between the two of them, but people are saying things behind their backs.
She needs to be stopped right away.
Mom, what are you going to do?
I'm going to tell her dad and Mehdi about it right now. Let's see if she's got the guts to tell them it's none of their business as well.
But she'll feel embarrassed like that.
Do you think it's better for her to feel embarrassed in front of her dad and Mehdi or have her life ruined?
Please don't do it, Mom. There's no need for both Mehdi and Dad to know about it. They've already got a whole lot of problems on their minds, like the legal complaint that's just been made against them.
I realize that, but we can't just sit around and let her do whatever she wants to do.
Why don't you wait a few days for Mehdi's court case to finish? I'll try and speak with Manoush again. If she insists on staying in that company, I'll tell Mehdi myself. Why don't you hold Tuba while I serve the rice? She seems to be falling asleep.
Come here, sweetie. What an angel you are.
Where are the girls?
They're in their rooms.
How's Nazanin?
She's fine. She'll get better with time. Bita was telling me that their dean's son had proposed to Nazanin, but Nazanin rejected him because of Mehran Faramand. His name is Ruz Bahani. Bita told me he's much better than Mehran. Even though Nazanin turned him down, he still seems to be waiting for her. If he comes forward again and Nazanin's okay with it, let him come here and propose to her.
No way! From now on, no one is allowed to set foot in this house for a proposal until I do my research on them. Have you got that? You did the same last time, when you lured me into letting Mehran come here and propose the last time.
Oh, come on. It's my fault now, is it? You told me yourself that you know his father.
Yes, I did, but I said 1,000 other things as well. Didn't I tell you that boy hasn't got a proper job or future? Didn't I tell you he doesn't even help his father out and how he's totally the opposite to his brother? Didn't I say those things?
Well, nothing's happened. It's normal for girls to have suitors come and go. We can't just slam the door shut on them.
You'll do as I say. From now on, you won't allow any suitors in this house until I do my research on them thoroughly.
Well, I didn't tell Mehran to come. You're the one who invited him.
Yeah? You're the one who let him in this house after seeing his nice bouquet of flowers. Don't tell me you've forgotten.
Yes, I let him come in. And I stand by my word. The girls have to get married someday.
To someone who'll be behind bars after their marriage, eh?
I never knew about that. He kept that completely hidden from me as well.
If you hadn't rushed me so much, he wouldn't have been able to hide it from me.
This other one's a decent fellow. I'm telling you, his dad's the dean at their university.
Who cares who his dad is? Mehran's father was the well-respected Mohsen Faramand.
Well, anyway, I think it would be better for Nazanin to get married soon with the situation she's in. That way Mehran Faramand will stop thinking about
her. To hell with his thoughts. I've had quite enough of those. And you'd better stop making these girls think so much about marriage. They're better off staying single if they're going to choose their husbands like that.
Why are you shouting at me now?
Because you keep filling their minds with these things, and this is the result of it. I've lost control of everything.
I don't know what's made you so upset today, but you need to stop taking your anger out on me. I'm not in the mood for this.
What's the matter?
Shh.
I said, what's the matter?
Hold on a minute.
Bita?
Mum and Dad had a fight.
But what for?
Because of you. because of that Miran Faramund.
Oh, God, I don't know why they keep bringing him up.
What did you expect? That guy had the nerve to come here while Dad was at work, and you're wondering why Mum and Dad won't stop talking about him. Dad just told Mum off for letting Miran come into the house in the first place.
Did Mum get upset?
Of course she'll get upset. I'd get upset too if I were her.
I don't get why any of this is even Mum's fault.
I told Mum about Roosbert today.
What about him?
I told her how he proposed to you.
Why did you tell her?
Because I wanted to make Mum happy. I told her that all Nazi needs to do is to drop a hint and he'll come rushing back to propose to her.
You did a very bad thing, Beta.
No, I didn't. Think about Mum for a bit. Do you realize how upset she's been? She was so happy when I told her you've got another suitor. You know, if I were you, I would hurry up and get married just to teach Miran Faramund a lesson.
I am so unlucky, Beta.
No, you're not, honey. You should be really happy right now. God must love you so much because he opened your eyes before it's too late. If you had found out after your marriage, you would have been doomed for sure, and Dad would definitely have had a heart attack.
Don't say that. I hope that never happens.
I told Mum this as well. You're very lucky to have Roosbert proposed to you in the first place. God must love you a lot. First of all, he showed you Miran Faramund's true side, and then he blessed you with an awesome guy like Roosbert. Honestly, I had too much pride to tell you this, but if I were in your shoes, I mean, if Roosbert had proposed to me, I'd say yes with no hesitation. Accept his proposal before he goes after someone else. Otherwise, you'll lose him anyway. Well, that's just my two cents.
Can you just forget about it, Beta? I don't want to think about guys anymore.
Well, I must admit, I still think the later you get married, the more I will suffer. What? Don't look at me like that. I'm only looking out for myself. I want to get married, but Dad won't let me get married before you do. So hurry up and get married. Pretty please. See, I got you laughing. You know something? You haven't been paying any attention to me lately. Did you even notice that I removed my bandage on my nose?
Hey, you're right. You look a lot better.
See, you all kept telling me not to get a nose job. You see how much better it is now?
No, I meant it's better now without the bandage. I still reckon it looked better before the nose job, though.
What do you mean? You mean it looks bad now?
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying your nose was more natural.
Well, I like it.
Your eyelid is still the same, you know.
What? How is it still the same? It's much better now. But I don't know why the swelling won't go down. It's not completely healed yet. It's making me very worried as well.
Do you want me to get you an appointment with Dr. Tajik? He said it's not normal for the side effects to persist.
Will you come with me? Hmm? You will. Okay, well then go and make me an appointment then, please.
Come in.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Give this to Miss Faramund so she can sign it.
Sure.
And bring it back to me once she's signed
it. Sure. Mr. Harry wants you to sign this.
give this to her.
But she wanted you to sign that one.
Just mind your own business. I told you to give her that one.
I do what I've been told, miss.
Your duty in this company isn't to pass on messages from one room to another. From now on, if anyone needs to see me, tell them to come here themselves. There's no need for you to act as their messenger.
Why do you keep picking on me? Why don't you tell Miss Tahiri yourself? Why do I always have to do this?
Why don't you just mind your own business then?
Come in.
Miss Faramond tore up your paper and she threw it away. She told me to give you this instead. You see that?
No, Mr. Kamrani. I've already written a report for the insurance papers. I just need to change a couple of numbers after hearing what you told me. But it's not a problem. I'll have it changed right away. You should receive it by this afternoon. Okay, sure thing. Goodbye.
I told you. This is because of your absence.
And I told you that Fridays are weekends. I don't need to take leave on a Friday.
This is the rule in this company, and it's not going to change according to what you
want. No, Mrs. Tahiri, it seems like these are the rules that you've made up. I was just absent for one day, and Mr. Rui was informed about it. I'm not going to fill out an absence form for just one day.
Hello, Mrs. Tahiri.
I've told you over and over again that I am the administrative manager here. You just don't get it.
Mr. Harry, I don't know what your problem is or why you're so upset. I think you're just looking for someone to pick a fight with here. But that person isn't me, because I really can't be bothered to deal with you.
That's great. I can see you're getting more and more polite every day.
You don't have to talk to me if you don't want to, because I don't like talking to you either. Otherwise, I would have given you my leave form myself. I wouldn't have given it to your spy.
You are such a rude girl. Show some respect at least.
If you don't like talking to me, you shouldn't stand in front of my desk.
Miss Faramond.
You'll fill out a leave form for 2 working days. Otherwise, I'll make out a report to have 5 days deducted from your salary. Got that?
Whatever. Keep dreaming, Mr. Harry. Hello, Farker. How can I help you? Is there anything I can do for you?
That's not the right way to talk in this place.
Oh, how interesting. She's recruiting an army now, and you've just got here. Please don't say anything when you don't even know what is going on. Just tell me what you want.
There are 2 numbers that need to be changed in the table. I've written the correct numbers above them with a pen. Change them. Get it printed out and give it to Mr. Rui.
Not only do I have to work here, but I've also got to answer back to people.
Watch what you say, ma'am. I'm the research manager here, and Mr. Harry is the administrative manager. That's it.
Does she have the right to say anything she wants just because she's the manager? Who cares if she's manager?
She's everyone's manager. She's your manager too, whether you like it or not.
She thinks she's more important than the CEO. I've already told her that Mr. Rui was aware of my absence, but she keeps saying she's going to penalize me by counting Friday as my day off.
Well, she's right, because according to workplace rules, the administrative manager needs to be informed about absences, not the CEO. If everyone was going to act like you, there'd be no need for
if
one.
You and Mrs. Tahiri are so upset about why I asked Mr. Rui for leave, why don't you go and talk to him about it? Why do you have to bother me about it and get on my nerves like
that's
this?
That's exactly the problem here. You forget how to talk politely when you get angry.
Yes, that's the way I am. Didn't you hear what I told Mrs. Tahiri? And I'll say it to you too. If you don't want to be insulted, then don't talk to me.
Who do you think you are? Why do you think everyone owes you? Mr. Harry's double your age and she's worked hard in this company for over 20 years. Who's given you the right to talk to her like that? Hello, Mr. Rui.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Nothing, Mr. Rui. There were some changes made to the insurance report. I told Ms. Faramon to fix them and give you the new printout. Could you please sign up for Mr. Kamrani? He'll be coming here this afternoon. Excuse me.
Mr. Rui. Didn't I tell you? These people don't want me to work here.
What just happened?
Mrs. Zahari came here and started questioning me about why I came to you and asked you for leave. And then Varga came here and started defending her and arguing with me too.
Just do your job and ignore what they say to you.
How is that possible, Mr. Rui? They're going to come up to me every day and make me shiver. Look how I'm shaking. How can I work here in these conditions?
Calm down, Miss Faramand. All of this will be over if you just practice a bit of patience. Please sit down and relax.
I'm sorry.
May I come in?
Of course. I'm all ears. What's wrong?
I'm sorry, Mr. Rui. Miss Faramund is a very rude person.
Just how do you mean?
I don't know what gives her the right to insult the managers of the company like that. It doesn't make sense.
Just who, then, has she insulted?
Mrs. Tahiri. She did in front of me. Mrs. Tahiri is double her age. Even if she made a mistake, she should still show respect towards her. This is how it works.
You're quite right. Being disrespectful is not acceptable at all. But I believe Mrs. Tahiri is partly to blame for this problem.
Why? Because she wanted Miss Faramund to follow the company rules and ask her permission for leave. Should she be insulted because of her reminder?
No. I already told you, Miss Faramund shouldn't be disrespectful towards other people, especially those who are older than her. But I still believe that we should be able to earn the respect of our employees by treating them in the right way.
Mr. Rui, Miss Faramund was trying to avoid the administrative manager. I think it was obvious that Mr. Harry would get upset by her behaviour.
Yes, you're right, of course. She should have discussed it with Miss Faramund, and she did that yesterday. I told Miss Faramund that Mrs. Tahiri was right, because she's the administrative manager. Everything went well, and it was all over yesterday. But Mrs. Tahiri started making a big deal out of it again today for some reason. So you see, Miss Faramund's reaction was only natural. I mean, put yourself in Miss Faramund's shoes. You might think that going on leave isn't the main problem here. Mrs. Tahiri's problem is with you.
Miss Faramund spoke rudely to me just then as well. She insulted me. I don't think you can justify her behaviour with the things that you're saying.
I'm not trying to justify Miss Faramund's behaviour. But maybe she was rude towards you because you defended Mrs. Tahiri. She probably thinks you've teamed up with Mrs. Tahiri and you're trying to annoy her.
That's interesting. You're saying you're not trying to justify Miss Faramund's behaviour, but that's exactly what you're doing.
Listen to me. I'm just trying to make you understand that there may be another reason behind Miss Faramund and Mrs. Tahiri's behaviour. And it's not just about Mrs. Faramund's leave.
Well, I cannot tolerate Miss Faramund's rudeness, no matter what the reason is.
All right, I'll tell her to be more mindful of her behaviour from now on.
I doubt she'll listen to you, sir. When someone thinks their behaviour's right, they won't be able to change themselves.
All right. Well, I'll have to make her understand that her behaviour was wrong. Okay. I'll take care of it. And I hope Mrs. Taheri stops pestering her from now on.
I reckon the best way we can make her understand is to fire her. People sometimes need to feel a sudden shock in order to learn.
Listen to me, Fakir. We're not here to teach people lessons. And besides, we shouldn't just fire a good employee because she took a day off work. All right. Now get back to work and don't let this occupy your minds any more than it already has.
I really don't want to say this, but considering the events that took place between Miss Faramund and I today, I don't think I can talk to her anymore.
You're making a really big deal out of this, you know.
She insulted Miss Taheri and I. It's a big deal to me.
I've already told you why she treated Mrs. Taheri like that. And as for you, I'll tell her to apologize to you. Okay?
I don't need her apology.
So what is it you need, then? Do I have to fire Miss Faramund for you?
I think that's the best thing to do.
Come and sit down. Come and sit down. Let's put an end to this right here and now. Come and sit down. You know, I know you very well. I find it really strange that you've become so upset by this that you want someone to lose their job because of... I've never seen you react like this in all the years I've known you.
Maybe that's because I've never met a person as rude as her in all my years.
Very well. But she's just a young girl, and I want you to forgive her. Please.
I can't do that.
Is it really that hard?
I have to constantly communicate with your secretary in order to get my work done. I cannot tolerate Miss Faramund anymore.
Did you know that my wife used to work in this company with me before? When I started this business, she said she wanted to work with me. She had an arts degree, so I put her in charge of advertisements. Well, everything was great in the beginning. It was all going smoothly, until I realized that she was slowly starting to interfere in everybody else's business as well as doing her own job. In less than a year, I saw that even I had to ask her for permission whenever I wanted to do something. What I'm trying to tell you here is that you shouldn't let someone else meddle with your work and tell you what to do, even if you love that person.
I don't understand.
Forgiving Miss Faramund and accepting her apology shouldn't be that hard for you unless Yasaman's made it difficult for you to do so. What I'm saying is you shouldn't let your emotions affect your work. The same way as I didn't let it affect mine. Do you understand me now?
You're making a mistake. This has nothing to do with Yasaman.
Listen, my friend. I know that Yasaman's spoken to you about Miss Faramund. I'm certain of it. Don't deny it because I don't want to hear you lying to me.
I've never lied to you and I never will. That's right, Yasaman did come and see me and she spoke to me about Miss Faramund. She told me that she wants Miss Faramund to leave this place, no matter what it takes. She asked me to help her.
Well, you should have told her that she shouldn't resort to any old thing to achieve her goal, especially since I like you so much.
I told her I wouldn't do it. And she said that if I didn't help her, it would mean that I don't love her and she wouldn't marry me anymore.
Don't worry about that. She'll take back what she said when she's calmed down a bit. Listen, you can even tell her that you tried your best to help her, but that it was no use. Because I wouldn't listen to you.
I'm not worried about losing Yasaman, sir. Because if something like this can make her change her mind about marrying me, it means that I'm not that important to her at all.
I'm sure you are. You mean a lot to her.
Everything you said was correct, sir, except for one thing.
What's that?
I have a personal problem with Miss Faramund, and my argument with her today wasn't because of Yasaman. If anyone else had treated me the way Miss Faramund treated me today, I wouldn't be able to work with them anymore and would have asked you to fire them.
I'm sorry, but I find that hard to believe.
I told you, I've never lied to you before.
No, no. I'm not saying that you're lying. I just think that when you crossed paths with Miss Faramund today, you were subconsciously influenced by the things Yasaman said to you. I'm pretty certain that you're not the type to hold a grudge against anyone.
Seems as though there's no point in me talking anymore. You've made up your mind, and you're going to let Miss Faramund stay in this company, no matter what.
Quite the contrary. There are a few people around me who want her fired, no matter what. I'm trying my best to not allow anyone else in this company to make decisions for me. Even my daughter, Yasaman.
I'm not trying to make decisions on your behalf. I'm just saying that I can't bear working in an environment with a rude girl like that.
I think we've talked more than enough about this matter. The most I'm prepared to do for you is to ask Miss Faramund to apologize to you, and that is all.
But I'd rather apologize to you and ask you to accept my resignation.
I think you know by now that I'm not the type of person who will give in to threats under any circumstances whatsoever.
I'm not trying to threaten you. I'm sorry if you misunderstood me. I'm just trying to say that I find it impossible to continue working in this company in the presence of the person I hate. I'd rather resign.
I'm slowly starting to believe you. Because I don't think that even Yasaman would have asked you to go this far with something like this.
I already told you my request has nothing to do with Yasaman.
I will not allow you, or Yasaman, or anyone else, in fact, to dictate to me how I should run my own company. Even if there's a 1% chance that you're thinking you can tell me what to do before or after your marriage to Yasaman, you're dead wrong. You will not be given any more power in this company, even if you become my son-in-law. You will remain the research manager unless and until you do something to have that position taken away from you.
You mean that I'm marrying Yasaman?
What I'm saying is as clear as daylight. After I die, Yasaman will own this company and she can run it the way she wants. She might even let you manage it. But as long as I'm alive, and I'm the CEO here, I will run this company the way that I want to. If you're expecting to gain benefits from your marriage to my daughter, and you've made some calculations, your expectations and calculations are incorrect, sir.
Please bring me an empty box, Rosemere.
A box?
Yes.
How big should it be, sir?
Big enough so I can put these in it.
Sure.
Come in.
Facher is leaving, ma'am.
Where is he going?
He's leaving this company. He asked me to bring him a box so he could put all his things in it. He's put all his personal belongings on the desk as well. Go talk to him. Don't let him leave, ma'am. If Farquhar leaves, it'll be your turn tomorrow, and then it'll be my turn. Or my turn might come next. So, what are we going to do about it, ma'am?
What are you saying, Rosmer?
Well, what I'm actually saying is if we don't stand up to this girl right now, we'll have to leave this place pretty soon.
What's she got to do with Farquhar leaving?
She has a lot to do with it. Farquhar is leaving because he just had a fight with Miss Faramond. I could hear them all the way from the kitchen.
What were they fighting over?
It was over you. Farquhar kept yelling at her and telling her that Miss Tahiri is the administrative manager here and you have no right to speak to her like that. And Miss Faramond kept answering him back. Thank goodness Mr. Rui had intervened. So what should I do? Should I get him a box?
If that's what he asked you to do, then yes.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey, Rosemary. Come up with an excuse and take the box to him a bit later. Keep him waiting a bit, okay?
I'll tell him I need to go to the corner shop to get him a box, yeah?
Yes, that's great.
I can't delay it for too long. Do what you have to do quickly.
All right. Hello, hi, Yasmin. How is it going, sweetheart?
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ترا نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی